Up next on Inside the Cleveland Browns, we go one-on-one with head coach Mike Pettine.
Devour some of the best barbecue in Ohio with former Brown Al Bubba Baker.
And Joe Thomas takes a group of Browns fans out on Lake Erie for a fishing lesson.
All that and more next.
Good morning, Dog Pound. Welcome to another edition of Inside the Cleveland Browns. I'm Dustin Fox alongside Sarah Carnes.
Dustin, and it's so quiet out here
right now.
That's because everyone is on break until training camp starts. But luckily for you, we're going to keep you covered with all your Cleveland Browns news right here on News Channel 5.
Now, there's no doubt about that. I'll tell you what, from what I've seen so far at the OTAs and the veteran minicamp, these players, they made a ton of progress. But don't take my word for it. Let's hear from second-year head coach Mike Pettine.
Coach, how do you feel about the off season so far and where the team is at now?
Encouraged, cautiously optimistic. I think we had a very productive spring. That we made several changes to the roster. I feel we've improved our depth dramatically. We've gotten healthy, or at least healthier. I feel good about that. Headed towards training camp. So there's plenty of reasons to be optimistic, but at the same time know that while we like where we are, there's a lot of work will have to be done between now and the opener for us to accomplish what we want to accomplish.
You come out of those OTAs, which was very much an install period, and you get into this mini camp. What were you hoping to get out of mini camp, and how pleased were you with the mini camp?
Very pleased because we were able to circle back with the installations. We threw a lot at our guys, and that's what the spring is for. You want to find out, you know, mentally, how are you? So we want to challenge our guys and throw a lot at them and kind of wait to the point where you start to get to some complaints or you have guys that are normally on point with the installation start to have a couple busts here and there. And then you realize, like, hey, this might be a decent amount. So our mini camp ended up being just kind of a best hits installation. Mm-hmm. And it was good. It was real positive. We feel that we got a lot out of it. And it gave us a good dose of momentum headed into training camp.
The minicamp seemed like the offense kind of got it going. Josh McCown had some very good days. The first team offense looked pretty sharp. How happy are you with what this offense has done, and John DeFilippo in particular leading them to this point?
Yeah, very pleased because we threw a lot at them, and they proved that they were able to handle it. I feel this is one of our strengths is a very smart football team that we'll be able to do a lot. Anytime you can have that blend of solid old school fundamentals with cutting edge scheme and high volume that you're going to maximize your chances to be successful. But we like the skill set that we have, that we've been able to add that variety to take what we had, the existing guys in the room, and that, you know, add a Dwayne Bowe and a Brian Hartline to the receiving room, to in the backfield, add a Duke Johnson through the draft, a Malcolm Johnson that gives us a versatile skill set at fullback, to add a Rob Hauser at tight end, to add Cam Irving to the offensive line, to what we feel, as I said, is one of the better ones in the league, and now just to improve from a depth standpoint. We're excited, but I think all NFL teams are excited this part of the year. But we feel we have a good plan moving forward and very much looking forward to training camp.
Defense in the second year, say now you're getting into graduate level stuff. When you get to graduate school, grades are a little tougher. How are you pleased with the defense and how they've come along so far?
Very pleased because we've thrown a lot at them. We've taken that next step in the learning process, went back and looked at, okay, these were some of the things that teams did against us last year that we need to make sure that we have cleaned up. And then just naturally going against our offense and all the different looks that they give, as we already talked about, there's no substitute for that work. And that's why I feel that we've really tested each other both sides of the ball schematically. And that's one of the reasons that we're as encouraged as we are heading into the fall.
If you could single out one or two players on offense or defense for their work this offseason who have really stood out to you, who would they be?
The guy offensively that's been very impressive in all phases is Josh McCown, that he's come in and you know, grabbed a hold of this offense and put his signature on it and is demanding accountability, but he demands it in the right way. And he's been a great leader, not just in the quarterback room, but in the offensive room as well. So we're pleased with where he is. Defensively, I think the name that keeps popping up there is Kaywan Williams. I think made a real commitment from a physical standpoint from when the season ended and came back. changed his body, body fat down, lean muscle mass up. His movement skills have always been good, but he's taken that next step. I think he realizes that if he can stay healthy, that he could be a heck of a contributor for us in a secondary.
All right, final one. Coach, what are you looking forward to the most with training camp?
The competition that we've met as a coaching staff and kind of discussed each player on the roster and ranked the positions, and we have a pretty good sense for where those competition hotspots are going to be, and there's going to be some tough decisions that are going to have to be made, and I know that a lot of these guys are very determined to make those decisions difficult ones, so by no means is this roster set at all, where it's there'll be some the tendency for maybe some complacency to set in, and hey, I just got to make it through camp, but I'm guaranteed a spot. That's not true with very many positions. So the competition part will be great. Those are all good problems to have. You know, you're building the roster the right way when you look at it and say, wow, we're gonna have a hard time not just figuring out the 53, but also who are we gonna have up on game day. I know it's a little early to start doing that, but as a coach, it's never too early.
Right.
I just love his confidence, Justin. I can't wait till training camp, and I can't wait to see who makes the 53-man roster this season. Well, Dog Pound, keep it right here, because we'll be right back.
When Inside the Cleveland Browns returns, we follow Gary Barnage and some of his teammates to Istanbul, Turkey, as they give 10. And former Brown Al Bubba Baker is not only the master of sacks, but the master of the barbecue.
We don't want to get them too full now. I want to keep them hungry. They're offensive line.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Now, since becoming a professional athlete, Browns tight end Gary Barnage knew he wanted to give back in a unique way. That's why he started American Football Without Barriers. It's a nonprofit organization that brings the game of football to those across the world who may never have a chance to experience it. Well, earlier this year, Gary and a few of his teammates traveled to Istanbul, Turkey for the organization's third annual event.
It was an amazing trip. We went to Istanbul, Turkey, and we brought 12 NFL players. We brought a couple guys from the Browns. We brought some Seattle Seahawks. But it was great. Every year we go to different countries. We've been to China. We've been to Brazil. And this year we went to Turkey. We try to pick countries that aren't really known for football, but they play it. It's a big popular sport there, and we just want to help it grow.
You know, I got to travel to the mosques and go to, got to hear the call for prayer and learn a lot about the Islam culture while we were there.
Up until those couple of weeks, that was my first time going to a Muslim country, experiencing the differences that they have opposed to us. But I mean, it has definitely opened my eyes to the bigger world and just how different people are, but also how similar we are. Like, we're all grouped together by our common love in sports, and that's what we're pushing for at AFWB to make that sport football and to grow the sports in different countries, and just so everybody can, I guess, enjoy the sport the way we do.
That we're just trying to break every mold known. We're trying to break everything known about football in other countries. We're trying to show anybody can do it everywhere. There's talent everywhere in the world. And it's not just here. We want to make it an international sport. NFL is trying to do it as itself, but we're trying to break it even more than they are.
We teach everybody. We teach girls, boys, men, women, special needs kids, anybody really who wants to learn. We teach them camps and clinics.
There was definitely some kids that I feel, if they have the right coaching and the right they have the right coaching, they could play. I mean, there's super athletic kids out there. But that's another thing that's good about AFWB. The goal for each trip is to obviously bring back a kid and try to get them on a college team and get them a scholarship.
You don't recruit internationally for football very often. Mainly for basketball and baseball, so we're trying to break that trend and get kids looked at in other countries here. We're going to spread the sport that we love to play in other countries, help build it there, but we also want to have a charitable aspect when we visit orphanages and help kids, donate clothes, teach them to have fun, and because they don't get that opportunity. In orphanages, when we went to China as well, these kids never got to see other people and all that stuff, so we wanted to break that. We wanted to let them have fun, have a moment of time, and just enjoy themselves.
Gary has also been to Brazil and China with AFWB, as well as putting on several camps right here in the U.S. Now, that is what I call some dedication to giving back.
It really is. And speaking of football camps, this past week, the entire 2015 NFL rookie class was here in Berea giving back to local youth football programs as part of this year's Rookie Symposium. And we were there to catch all the action.
So today we're playing Play 60 with the kids. Awesome event. I did my first Play 60 in Chicago for the draft. And it was just great to be home and do Play 60 and, you know, kind of give to the community.
This is an opportunity for, our players to see what giving back to the community is all about and how fulfilling it could be for them and the impact they have because of who they are and the platform that they have with being in the NFL.
I mean, it's been fun so far. It's been very beneficial, but I'm enjoying it all together.
You know who I am? I'm Joe Hayden's cousin, Danny Shelton. You don't want this, man. I play safety, play cornerback, quarterback, wide receiver, running back, defensive line, linebacker. Oh, where you at? 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 Oh! You know, we had a lot of great kids come out. Had a lot of fun with them. You know, and I got to look at them like my little brothers, my little sisters. And so, you know, any chance I get to be working with them is a blessing. And so, to be out here with, you know, the Chargers, to be out here with the Jets, you know, it's awesome to bring those guys to my hometown and, you know, to be able to share this experience with them. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like 6-7 Florida State guys here today. You know, I was just in the locker room with those guys last year, and now everybody's on their respective teams, and we're all chasing the dream that we've always had. So, I mean, it's just great. It makes me happy to see everybody out here.
And also, it gives these kids an opportunity to run around. Understand that exercise is important and being healthy is the number one goal to growing up to being whoever they want to be.
All right, let me beat him real quick and then I'll beat you guys next. I'm gonna come with your shoes on time right now. Being here, seeing all the kids, it just brings back so many memories. Every time I'm out here, you know, every time I'm doing something in the community with the kids, it always gives me a re-look on football, you know, like this is why I love football, you know.
What an amazing opportunity for the kids of Northeast Ohio to meet and learn football from this year's 2015 rookies. Browns fans, don't go anywhere because we'll be right back. Up next, we go to Bubba's Q to see how former Brown Al Baker cooks some of the best barbecue in the business.
That's just without sauce.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
From Gladiator to a Brown, we'll learn about the unique story of defensive back Brandon Stevens.
We're excited for Brandon. I mean, we hated to lose him just because we're losing a good DB.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Now, many former Browns retire right here in Cleveland because after their time here, they find they love the city and they also love the people. And Al Baker, well, he's no exception. He's opened Bubba's Q, and it has become a West Side destination for people seeking a little bit of that Southern cooking.
Bubba's Q is it's just a family-run neighborhood Southern barbecue place. It's been almost like a dream to play in this town, this historic football program, then open up a family business. My grandchildren work here, my son, my daughter is the manager. And we never really wanted it to be anything other than a family-owned and operated place. And so since being on Shark Tank, our D-Bone Baby Back Rib Steak has become somewhat of a phenomenon. All right. So let's go back here. I want to show you something. Let's go see the stars, the babies. How long they been done?
Oh, about half an hour.
Okay. We don't want to get them too full now. I want to keep them hungry. They're offensive line. That's just without sauce.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, this is just a great scene, and the revitalization that's taking place. I think this is a good time to be in Cleveland. I really do. I think the timing is perfect. I think it's happening right now. And it's not something you can make happen. I just think that we're all getting a chance to see the revolution. We're the best kept secret in America because when people come here, they get a myriad of food. They get Italian food. They get great Mexican food. They get barbecue out here. They get all different kinds of food. And this city represents great Polish food, great Russian food. You got the West Side Market. You can't ask for any more. This is a football town. There's no question about it. It's like a dream. You know, I'm not kidding you. To play for the Cleveland Browns, then open a business in Cleveland. I mean, I couldn't really ask for any more. I can't think of, you know what I mean? If I wrote the script, it would be exactly like it is.
Well, I don't know about you, Dustin, but I cannot resist Southern cooking. After that, I'm ready for some lunch.
Yeah, I'll meet you over there. I'll save you a seat.
Okay.
Dog Pound, keep it right here, because when we come back, go fishing with Joe Thomas, and we'll tell you the story of an up-and-coming Browns defensive back, Brandon Stevens. Okay, Dog Pound, how well do you know your Browns? Which player got his start in the Canadian Football League? Was it A, Andrew Hawkins, B, Kaywan Williams, or C, Jim Dre? The answer when Inside the Cleveland Browns returns. Which player got his start in the Canadian Football League? Well, the answer is A, Andrew Hawkins. Hawk played two seasons with the Montreal Alouettes and helped them win the championship both years.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. For some players, the journey to the NFL is not an easy one. And Cleveland native Brandon Stevens knows this all too well. For the past two seasons, the speedy, hard-hitting DB wowed Cleveland Gladiator fans, and he also caught the eye of Browns scouting staff, who signed him as a free agent this offseason. Let's learn more about this new Brown.
We're excited for Brandon. I mean, we hated to lose him just because we're losing a good DB. But that's, you know, that's what we're here for. I mean, we want the guys to take that next step and go to the NFL. So it's a great opportunity for Brandon. You know, Brandon's very athletic. We had him at a private tryout, and you could tell right away. I think he ran a 4.4 something, 4.5. And then we just put him through DB drills, and you just see how athletic he was.
I had a great feeling, you know. You know, the arena football helped me out a lot. You know, receivers are still moving while you're standing still. So
our game is so much faster. It's just because we're in a confined, you know, the space is a lot smaller than the outdoor game. So, it's the angles are a little bit different. Everything just happens faster. So you have to get, you know, your coverage. If you're in zone, everything is going to come to you quicker than the outdoor game. So when you step back on the outdoor field, everything, and that's one thing Brandon did say to me when he came to one of our games. He said, hey, everything's just a little bit slower. You know, you can see it better. So I think the biggest advantage to our game is just everything happening quicker, and then he has to act quicker too.
In the arena league, you get to undercut a lot of things. But out here in the red zone, you can't really undercut as much because you still got that space in the back end zone. So that's really the only thing that I had to break out of the habit of. But otherwise than that, it really slowed my game down. Coming out here, it just slowed everything down where I was able to, you know, break on routes early and, make plays. It's the perfect group of guys to model after. You know, you couldn't ask for a better room than what you have in there. And they the way they practice, the way they carry themselves on and off the field, it's a perfect way of, to be modeled after.
You know, I think it's big for Brandon being from here and now being in the Browns camp and having a chance to make it. I know that's just, you know, it's kind of the ultimate growing up and then being able to play for the Browns. So, hopefully he takes that as motivation to work even harder when he's in camp.
Everybody wants to be a part of, you know, what's happening. And it's great to be, you know, I don't want to say the face, but, like, you know, here supporting from, you know, hometown. So, it's, like I said, it's a blessing. I say that every time. It's the blessing, man.
Gotta love a hardworking guy like Brandon getting a shot playing for the team he used to root for growing up.
Yeah, and you know what? One player who really knows a thing or two about hard work is 8-time Pro Bowler Joe Thomas. But he also knows when to have a little fun. Joe took some Browns fans out on the lake for some fishing lessons that he donated to the Cleveland Browns Radiothon last season. And he was even nice enough to take a camera along for us to catch all the action.
Look at that.
Yeah.
You gotta get a picture.
Oh, yeah.
Is man. That a Lake Record white perch
I
right there?
I think so.
That's definitely to, Fish, Ohio. What website do we have to go to get a certificate here? Could you give us that one real quick?
I'm taking a picture of this.
Yeah, hey, all thanks to JJ. Appreciate it.
I grabbed it out of the rod holder, so it's legal.
So, Joe, what is going on? Is there something definitely happening here?
Something is definitely happening right now. I'm not sure what it is.
Get that in there. Something is definitely happening.
I feel like I've got a halibut, but it also might be a walleye.
A halibut, huh?
Might be a halibut. I would say 60-40 at this time. We're working on a lake record here. This has been a 45-minute fight. Finally getting this baby to the surface. Just absolutely thrilling to find out how big this baby is.
Oh, yeah!
JJ, don't screw this up! Maybe we'll get JJ.
That's a nice fish.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, beautiful.
There she is.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. Look at that land.
We won't even have to touch it.
Great job, Joe.
Boys, that's how you do it right there.
Opa!
Opa!
I'll tell you what, Sarah, every time I see Joe Thomas on a boat, how can you not think back to 2007, the NFL draft? Mm-hmm. Joe was fishing when he was picked.
I know. I've always thought that was so cool about Joe. Well, thank you for joining us for another edition of Inside the Cleveland Browns. Keep it right here, because coming up next, we have an all-new Dog Pound Report with Andy Baskin and Nathan Zagura as they look ahead to training camp.
For Sarah Carnes, I'm Dustin Fox. We'll see you next week, Dog Pound.